Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily highlight section where we take conversations with different artists from around the UK, the world and beyond, and obviously talk to them about what they are working on, what's on the way, and of course where they come from musically. Today we're getting into a conversation I am very excited for, one we've had locked in for a couple of weeks. Man like Barzini joins me on the phone. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. Look, you know, we've been having this conversation. We've been having back and forth. Say, yo, you got to come on the show. And today is finally happening. So I'm really, really thankful. Thank you, Jay.
Awesome, man. Awesome. It's great to get you on, man. Obviously, we ran a track from yourself quite recently on the show. And obviously, that got a really good response. After that, I felt, you know what, we have to reach out. We have to get you on. I need to find out a bit more about the man behind the sound. So we are going to jump into that today. I'm going right back to the beginning. As the people who listen to the show regularly will know, I like to dive into the history of artists and find out really where they came from. So just going right back to the beginning, do you remember the first moment that you kind of knew you wanted to make music and you wanted to be involved in this as a scene to an extent?
Yes. Funny enough, recent times, since I started putting out music like really consistently, I've had time to really think about this. When I was a kid, my father came back in the VCD era when we had the VCD players and rest of them. Yeah, my father came back with a CD, and it was Paul Simon's Graceland concert in South Africa. Paul Simon performed, Miriam Makeba performed, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Hugh Masekela. I watched that concert back to back. It was like the only CD we had in the house that time, and I watched it back to back. And I kind of just knew, I was a kid then, I was barely 7 years old, but I kind of just knew that this is what I want to do with my life. I sang every song, especially the song by the Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. I sang every song back to back, and my parents were always surprised because whenever there was no lights in the house, they would come and be like, yo, Junior, sing some of those songs for us, and I'll be there entertaining the whole house. So yeah, I kind of knew. You know, sometimes I still go back on YouTube to go watch that concert back again, because for me, it was in that moment. I wasn't there physically. To experience the concert, but I experienced over CD. But that's to tell you the power of how information can travel. You know, it came to me, a young man, 7 years old, and I watched this thing and it changed my whole life. From that moment on, I just knew I was going to be a musician. I knew I was going to tell my story through music.
Amazing, so, yeah. Man. Amazing. It's a long time coming. Do you ever listen? You say obviously you listen back to it quite regularly. Does it still hit the same as the first time you listened?
Definitely. I still can sing every song. I'm looking forward to meeting this artist because by the grace of God, I have a show in another African country coming up, so I have to travel, and it's kind of close. I'll be in Cape Town, so I'm going to try and reach out to probably Hugh Masekela or Miriam Makeba, you know, just say, hey, you guys inspired me, man. I would like to, you know, meet up with these guys. But yeah, I do. It still hits the same, even better, sir. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I mean, kind of fast forwarding then, obviously diving into being very, very heavily inspired by this CD and then kind of taking that as like the mantle and running with it. Do you remember then kind of the first time you actually set foot in like a studio setting to record? Like, do you remember like that, how that first process went? Talk me through it, because it's always an interesting one.
It was 2009. I just got into college, and you know, up until then, I always used to think that the studio, I never knew that musicians made music in the studio. I thought that music was this, I always saw music as this really spiritual thing that we don't know where it comes from, and I never knew that there was a studio where people go to record this thing. There was a process, a DAW, there's a mic and everything. So when I went to school then, all I knew was, you know, as a young person growing up, we were influenced by hip-hop, so everybody was rapping. I could rap like really well. So then I got to school and I saw my friends and they were rapping, and they came from the city. The school I went to was the University of Nigeria. So it's kind of like a mix of so many different people from so many places in Nigeria. So the guys from the city, they had more experience than us. So one of my friends told me, hey, yo, what up? You sound so good when you rap. I like the voice and everything. There's a studio around the corner I could take you to. So you go meet up with the producer. I was like, oh, word? For real? There's a studio? Like, I want to go see this place. And he took me there. And I promise you, bro, I haven't left till today. I've built my own personal studio like twice, and it's just been, the moment I got into the studio, I knew that this is where I was supposed to be. There was no doubt in my mind. There was no doubt. So I remember 2010, and just for to add a side funny note, I spent my school fees to record my first set of songs. My school fees, my tuition was spent recording. So yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Like, I mean, it's such an interesting one, and it seems like you're so kind of driven with this kind of need, I suppose, to kind of push music out and make music and be involved in that kind of environment more than anything else. It definitely feels like it's something that's very, very close to you. So over the kind of years, obviously, you've mentioned there kind of having the hip-hop influence very early on, the number of different influences, actually. With all of those different elements kind of swirling around together, how would you now go and describe your sound to someone who hasn't heard you before?
You know, there's no shade to anybody, but there's this thing that journalists do. I think it's the journalists that really go into categorizing sound in terms of genre, saying this, that. I feel like that's really the journalist problem, you know. But personally, having done this for a long time, I've come to a place where I've realized that it's not really about the genre or the name or the kind of box you want to put it in. It's more about really expressing yourself. Unfortunately for me, I've been able to be influenced by so many different people across different times in my life, and it's only right that all those influences come to bear in my music. So you can hear me, and you hear this person, you hear that person, you hear that. I don't think it's something that you can really fit into genre, but one thing that will stand out is whenever you hear Barzini, you're going to hear a human being really, really expressing themselves. Music for me is just that that gift that, you know, like you've been given to share with the world. It's like an opportunity for me to really share my experiences, other people's experiences that resonate with me, with the world. And I don't take it for granted. And I don't feel like it's, I feel like that purpose is way so big. It's too big to be classified under genre. So whosoever listens to my music can be rest assured that I'm going to hear honesty.
That's a really good way of putting it. And it's always an interesting one when I kind of listen through music that's been sent over for the show. Like, I've received it and I'm kind of going, where can I put this? Where can I place it? Like, how can we how can we showcase what's going on here? And the thing that I always got from when I was listening through the stuff that you sent over was very much along the lines of a combination of kind of soulful and powerful. Like, it felt like there was a lot of emotion going through what you were doing. It always felt like there was a point to the melodic structure. There was a point to the verses you were putting out there. It wasn't just sound for the sake of sound. Like, when people, obviously, to kind of flip that around, when people kind of come to you and describe your music, how do people describe it back to you?
Yeah, a lot of people always say, okay, he's a hip-hop musician. But the people that have really experienced my soul side, like the R&B side, I play the guitar as well. I taught myself how to play the guitar in 2019. So the people that have really experienced that side, they come up and, yo, they want Barzini to sing. I go for shows and they're like, yo, Barzini, sing. And some people want me to play the guitar and everything. So, but predominantly, people describe me as a hip-hop artist because the aggression, just like you said, the power, usually it really comes off in my music, in my live shows. If you go on my YouTube and you watch my live shows, that's just something that stands out. This sort of aggression, this sort of power that comes with the music. So a lot of people want to see that more. And I feel like it works, especially when I'm on stage. So yeah, that people. Sorry about that. So yeah, you see people describe me predominantly as a hip hop artist, in line with the aggression and the power that comes out of my music. So yeah.
Awesome. I mean, I can understand why. I can understand why, having listened through, it's inspiring. It gets you up. And obviously, with this show, we love to play stuff that gets people up and ready for the day. So it's a really good thing to kind of see. Diving into a kind of a bit more specific sort of stuff then, in regards to actually releases. Obviously, we've just come into 2022, and it's zooming past. We're nearly a quarter of the way through already. I don't know where the time's going. But it feels like 2021 was a year of finding consistency for yourself. That's the way it kind of seemed. It felt like a year where, having looked through the catalogue, suddenly there was a big increase in the amount of releases that were coming out. Like, why do you think that was? What was the thing that kind of pushed you to get more on the ball, to an extent?
Before I get into that, I just want to thank you specifically, Jay, for actually doing your research. You know, a lot of people, we get to sit down with a lot of people, and you know, you're talking with somebody, and you know, they don't really get where you're coming from. But I'm listening to you now, and it feels like you get me. So I really, really do appreciate that. So in line with 2021, 2019 was a really rough year for me. It was a year I sat down to really think about myself, like, okay, what are you doing with your life? Where are you going with this? If eventually you end up dead tomorrow, what have you left behind? You have all these gifts, all these skills that, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a firm believer, you know, but I'm still very much liberal-minded, you get that? You have all these gifts that God has endowed you with, and, you know, you're good with people, you know how to talk with people, you inspire people, your music is amazing. What have you done with all this? And I remember meditating on the scripture, the parable of the talents. I don't know if you remember that parable. The guy that was giving a couple of some money, and some guys were giving money, and one guy buried his own, and the other ones, they multiplied it. And, you know, I thought about it and I was like, so if I die today, what have I left in this world? After all these amazing things that I've been endowed with, what have I left in this world? And that mindset really got me to thinking. It really got me to a place where I realized that, yo, there's so much work that needs to be done. And you have to just start now. It doesn't matter whether you have, it doesn't matter what you don't have, or the people you don't have access to, or the stuff. Just start with where you are, what you have, and just really go from there. Just really go off. Set targets, like monthly targets, and just really go off. And that was it for me. And by the grace of God, I was able to set up my studio in my house, and it made, and I have all this, I could record myself, I can mix and master my stuff. I do graphic designs as well. I could just basically do all this stuff. So I just decided to, you know what, David, it's all or nothing. I think it's the same place that B.I.G. was when he did the album Ready to Die, the same place where 50 Cent was when he did the Get Rich or Die Trying. For me, it was like all or nothing. From now on, the world is going to hear me. Nobody's going to, I'm not going to stand in my own way anymore. And in fact, when I really thought about it, I realized that it was me that was standing in my way all this while by not putting in the work. So I told myself, no. And I took a lot of inspiration from YouTubers, like from YouTubers, people on YouTube. I see people on YouTube that are really consistent. They do this thing for years, like seven. Some people go as far as 7 years, and you start to see it's in their seventh year before they start seeing the fruits of their labor. So I was like, David, why are you sitting around? Just put in the work. And that was it for me. And, you know, thank God we're at a point now where so many people are listening, and I'm so excited and more encouraged to even continue going.
Definitely, so, yeah, man. Yeah, it's awesome to kind of hear the kind of moment of realization more than anything else. It's always a kind of cool thing to kind of find that moment. Some people describe it as kind of like the leap. Some people describe it as there's like different ways of describing that moment where you go, you know what, I do need to now go for it. If I don't go for it now, then I may as well stop to an extent. And it's really interesting hearing you talk through it, man. Obviously, like the year that then seemed to follow, it looked like there were a number of big releases. One release I really do want to talk about, obviously Calculate with Lado. Tune that I've really enjoyed kind of listening through. It's one of those ones where I've kind of looked at it and gone, you know what, we've had one of these people on the show. It was one of the reasons I actually went, you know what, we need to get both halves of this coin on what's going on. So obviously, talk to me about this collaboration, because we spoke to Lado on the show quite recently, and she was great, obviously talking through what she's working on. How was it to kind of work in that environment?
Yo, I just want to point out right now that Lado is such an amazing talent. Like, you guys have no idea. Look, she's getting her flowers now, though. She was recently featured on Olamide's album. Olamide is like one of our biggest artists from this part. So she was recently featured on this album. So I and Lady, we've met before. She was on my sophomore project, Beloved Volume 2, The King's Opening. We had a record there, King and Queen. And we recorded Calculate the same day.
Okay.
So here's how it happened. Here's how it happened. She came to my house. She was like, yo, Bazini, what's up? I was playing the guitar and we're freestyling, just, you know, singing and everything. And then my friend Lucas, who is an A&R with Universal Music in Nigeria, he just called me up like, yo, Bazini, what's up? Come meet me at the studio. I was like, okay, Lady, let's go to the studio. Let's just get productive. And then we went to the studio, and the producer that was there, my longtime friend, and he just told me, yo, Bazini, I have this beat for you. And I started singing the chorus. I was just singing. It was great. Everybody was like, yo, you guys have to record this. And we gave Lado the headphones to record. Lado did not write the thing. I'm not trying to hype or anything. She didn't write. She just held the microphone in her ear and she sang the entire thing, first verse, second verse. I was looking at this girl like, okay.
What's going on? This is crazy.
No, like, she does, like, it's effortless for her. So yeah, the collaboration was really, really good. We shot a video for it immediately, and we put it out. We had so much support for that video. I think we're up over 200,000 views or something like that on YouTube. So yeah, the song is really doing well, especially on my Spotify. People in the US love that song like crazy. I think it's in the US that they stream the song the most. People in the US, they love it. People that love Afrobeats, they love that song in particular. And I perform it a lot in my shows. Whenever I go to the shows, I've come to realize that it's one of the crowd favorites. So I always do that in my shows.
Amazing, man. It sounds so good. Again, I got a similar kind of energy off of when we were having the conversation on here. It definitely felt like she was someone who is very much just involved naturally. Without even meaning to be, she just ends up involved.
And is, yeah, and she just has it. She has it.
It's awesome, man. I mean, kind of following on from that one then. We did move into the new single at the start of this year, which is obviously the brand new one. This is the main thing we're actually here to talk about to an extent. Freedom. Talk to me about this tune. Like, how did the just the sort of themes behind it, obviously, to begin with. Like, what was your sort of thought process putting this one together?
It goes back to the first part of the conversation when we first started, the whole genre thing and how people, not just in terms of genre, but in life in general, people are always trying to put you in a box and try to define you by something, you know, try to put labels on you. But when you think about it, you come to realize that labels are static. Like, whatever you can define doesn't grow anymore. Whatever you can define is already locked in. It's already there. There's no space for growth. And me personally, I'm a very, very curious person. I like to learn. I get off by just learning new stuff. So you see that in our industry, in kind of the place where we come from, people usually like to put you in a box so they can define you. And me, I'm always trying to get out of that box. So I'm at a point in my life now where I'm like, okay, enough. No need defining me or anybody else for that matter. Let's just really just, you know, be free to explore. That's what life is for, to explore, to go out there. So I traveled to Abuja that period for a show, and my producer friend called me in his studio and he played that beat. And, you know, when sometimes when you hear a beat and you've been having these thought processes and they just connect and the lyrics just pour out of you. I didn't write that song. I recorded that song in 30 minutes. I didn't write it. The lyrics just poured out of me, like, straight up. The producer was like, okay, this boy, you have something to say. You definitely have something to say, so go off. So I recorded it, and it was amazing. And I just knew immediately that this is the direction that the 2022 album is going to go. And everybody around me just knew immediately, like, okay, Bazini, there's something you're saying, so let's explore this. We recorded a couple more songs after that. Then I came back to Lagos and I played it for my A&R team and my management team. And they were like, nah, this is the first single. It was a unanimous decision. They were like, nah, this is the first single. This one is a banger. It has spirit. It has power. It has everything. And then I just released it on Friday. Bro, you know, we've been doing crazy numbers in just 5 days. I'm surprised the level of support on Twitter. It's amazing. People are tweeting. People are taking it personal to push the song. In my mind, I'm like, okay, what's happening? What's happening? So I would say I'm surprised because I've been pushing out music. I've been shilling my music. Like, everybody that loves music, I'm always on their posts. Like, hey, check me out. But this one in particular, I can't seem to explain what's happening. People are taking it personally to push this song. And it's a short song. It's not even really like the song structure is different from. It was just me spazzing. Like, from beginning to end, I was singing. I was just yelling. I was basically yelling on the record. And people are connecting. I'm like, okay, I need to yell more. I definitely need to yell more.
Well, it's awesome to hear, man. It's crazy. It's awesome to hear about the success. The next question I was going to ask was how's the response been? Obviously, with it being a little bit more outside the box, do you feel possibly the reason people are kind of gravitating towards it so much is because it is a little bit kind of outside the box? It is a little bit more down a different direction?
Yes, I think it's because of the song is more Afro beats, but at the same time, it's more like you're listening to a hip hop artist that traveled to Jamaica and is singing like Damian Marley. But he's hip hop. You can tell from the lines. You can tell from the anger. And at some point, I switch from the flows and I start singing. I won't call it singing, but I'll call it yelling. And people are like, okay. Somebody messaged me on Twitter and say, bro, this song gives me goosebumps. I'm like, okay. Okay, so yeah, I think it's a mix of many things, and I also think it's because of the message, you know, what I represent as what people have been able to see that I represent over the years. And there's something my OG used to tell me, especially in 2020 when I really, really got back to the scene and started putting out music. He told me, Bazini, you just have to stay consistent because whether you like it or not, the streets are watching, and people may not necessarily support you in the beginning, but they're watching, they're seeing you, they're feeling your energy, they're seeing what you're saying. Over time, it's going to add up. So I think over time, people have come to realize that this is who Bazini is and this is what he represents. So when I say freedom and I'm singing and I'm saying, but I want freedom from chains, oh, people can relate. They understand that, okay, this is who this guy is and this is what he's about. So yes, I think it's a mix of many things, but this is just 5 days, bro. It's just been 5 days. Just on Friday, that's when we released it. So it's just 5 days. So it's not like I've pushed the song for as long as just 5 days. And the numbers are crazy on AudioMax, Spotify, Apple Music, on Twitter especially. People are taking it personal. bro, I can't even shout, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's exciting, it's crazy. Though, man. It's exciting and it's really cool to see. As you said, you've been, you've mentioned a couple of times in this about wanting to be consistent and getting to a point where you are consistent. And now it feels like, as you mentioned earlier, being the fruits of labor, this feels like this might be the point for you where we start to see that. And it's really, really exciting to see. Like, obviously, with this single now in the ether, I want to kind of, I don't want to keep too long, obviously, but I want to kind of ask, like, for the future, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? Because we're still near the beginning, despite the fact it's zooming past way too quickly for my liking, but it definitely feels like there's going to be something on the way. So what's next for you?
I think I'm going to put out a couple more singles, because I spoke to somebody at a contact at Empire that handles marketing for them in Nigeria here, and you know, he's kind of like my close friend, so he's always giving me this advice and everything. And he told me about it, look, we're in a single market, so try and push out singles more. And then you wrap it up with like a short EP, and then you go again since you've decided to be consistent with the music. So I have an album coming out titled Office Hours. Yeah, I haven't said that on any show before, so this is the first time I'm mentioning the name of the album.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you so much, Jay. So yeah, it's called Office Hours because that's essentially how I feel about this music. I feel like this music is like my day job. So this is like my office hours. You know, I'm putting in the work every day. So Freedom is the first single. We're going to put out the next single as soon as we're done pushing this one. My target is to get to 1 million impressions on Twitter. We're on like 100K now. And in just 5 days, 100K impressions from the performance video that I posted. People are really retweeting it and loving it. So I just set a target like, okay, I'm going to work hard enough to push this to 1 million impressions. As soon as I get 1 million impressions, I'm sure that people, 1 million eyes have seen this thing, or it's been seen 1 million times by different people. Then I'm ready to push the next single out and maybe another single after that. We're going to do an official video for Freedom and for the next single, and maybe the next one after that, then I'll release the album. We're also looking at, I just recently signed a management deal in December. Yeah, so that's good.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So my management is working. We're trying to see how we can get some vertical collaborations, you know, some top dogs, so we can just shine more light. You know, our collaboration is a really, really good form of promotion. So yeah, this year is going to be packed for me. I'm not, if anybody thought that I went hard in 2021, they should watch out for 2022. I'll go even harder.
Amazing, man. I've got to say, it's been great having you on the show. It's been genuinely very inspiring as well, listening through the story, the kind of journey and the kind of how things have gone for yourself. It's been great to hear, dude. Always welcome back. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you had a good time.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. I had a good time as well. Big shout out to you.
Big up, sir. Big up.
I look forward to watching this.
Well, keep it locked there, my friends. We're going to be getting into a couple of Barzini's recent singles, and then following that, we're going to jump into the sounds of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're live on Trickstar Radio. This is Breakfast with Kofi.
Trickstar Radio.